There's been a bit of a pull and tug recently between the Bloomington Redevelopment Commission and the city over the commission's delay in approving a contract for design and engineering services for the Certified Tech Park. Last Thursday, a group of Bloomington tech companies launched the Digital Neighborhood Alliance as a unified effort to keep the city focused on what the tech park is about, a home for the local tech community. Sproutbox co-founder Mike Trotsky described the alliance.
It's a collection of tech companies here in Bloomington that have come together to work to build some new development in, hopefully, in the Certified Tech Park. So there's about 10 companies involved, and we're all currently looking for space, and most importantly, we would like to be together. We really feel like one of the core advantages that we have here in Bloomington is that we don't fight each other for talent and for government incentives.
Trotsky and Ari Vidali, founder of Envisage Technologies, say they've been in on the process to create a tech park from the beginning. They believe there could be rapid growth in the future if they could just get the tech park activated in a way that supports innovation and growth. Here's Ari Vidali speaking at last week's launch of the Digital Neighborhood Alliance.
For years, we have worked with the city of Bloomington to create a visionary master plan for an innovation neighborhood. A place where we can collaborate, where we can share and develop new ideas, grow our companies together, foster innovation, and attract the brightest minds to join us. To do this well, you've got to have a vision that goes beyond old patterns and models that are sort of part of the waning industrial age. It's a new time, it's a new world, and we need to think differently about how we create spaces for technologists. Now, many of us here, and I see some of the faces, collaborated on the master plan for Bloomington for the Trades District. We developed a joint vision for such a place. We brought it into public forum, and a lot of people collaborated and worked on that. But the city pushed reset on that project, and so we're here to try and assist our civic leaders in making good long-term choices. Together, we are going to speak with one voice regarding our long-term needs. We want to partner with the city to create something truly remarkable, something vibrant, something innovative, a place we all can call home.
The master plan for the tech park says it should provide a, quote, active, walkable, and bikeable environment connected to downtown, neighborhoods, parks, and the Beeline Trail, unquote. The master plan also describes a tech campus linked by a central collaborative open space. And here's where some members of the Redevelopment Commission are saying, hold on a minute. The Anderson Bolander project doesn't mesh with the master plan. It proposes an urban grid of streets subdividing the 12 acres of the tech park. You might ask why a campus feel with open collaborative spaces is so important. Vidali and his COO Michelle Cole, along with Trotsky of Sproutbox, maintain that creating collidable moments in nature is key to innovation. Vidali says innovation happens in free flow and says, quote, to think outside the box, you have to get outside the box, unquote.
So we can't really live in a grid environment. We need to be in a very innovative environment where there's a lot of green space. As Michelle was saying, we do all of our meetings walking. So streets create barriers to that kind of thing. We want to be as close to the Beeline as we can be, for example. I mean, part of the reason that land is very interesting is that the Beeline runs right through it. And we spend hours with our people walking the Beeline solving problems. And walkability is very, very important to our needs.
Trotsky says Bloomington's tech companies provide more than 150 local jobs, and he says that number could grow rapidly. And they don't fight each other for talent. It's about creating a tech ecosystem, he says.
What you're trying to do is build an ecosystem between brand new startups and small companies and large companies. They hire from each other. People spin out of the large companies to start startups. When those startups fail, they go back to employee at the large companies. That's the small ecosystem. And when somebody says it's not possible here, the truth is an ecosystem really only takes probably 150 people. You've probably heard the adage about how a network builds. It's just about getting that first unit of ecosystem. Now, we're not going to have 1,000 units of ecosystem like they have in the Valley, but we can certainly build one unit here in Bloomington.
Trotsky says the Digital Neighborhood Alliance will be able to attract talent from the East and West Coasts with the quality of place aspects Bloomington offers. But whether it's potential employees or potential investors, Trotsky says building a visible community is key.
I really think that we have to demonstrate that this community can support that sort of employment, and the best way to do that is to actually build a community that people can see.
Brad Whistler, a co-founder of Sproutbox, says it's critical for startups to be located near developed tech companies.
It's critically important that our youngest, most fragile startups are able to co-locate with our more mature, established companies so that they've got the opportunity to learn from those who have been there before, opportunities to tap into the networks of customers and investors that have been built over decades.
So who are these companies who are informing the idea of an urban grid and even a previous decision the city made to not realign 10th Street? Katie Birch, who's a member of the Redevelopment Commission and an employee of Envisage Technologies, says the commission has not been told. City of Bloomington Economic and Sustainable Development Director Linda Williamson says she can't say.
Because they're confidential projects at this point, their own competitive reasons as well as reasons of negotiation, so until further notice, no.
Who's behind the new vision is only one of several points of concern for members of the Redevelopment Commission. Here's Commission member Sue Scambaluri.
Those kinds of questions fall into basically two categories. First category is questions about the plan itself. How does the Anderson-Bolander work relate to the original master plan done in 2013? What about these things that seem to deviate from the master plan? What about this element? What about that element? I think there will also be questions about process. One of the things that's been very important is to stay in consultation with the tech community as the tech park comes together. We want to make sure that there are, with Anderson-Bolander and the changes it might represent, we have a chance to bring in the tech sector and those who are going to be most affected by the space there.
Scambaluri says one change in plan precludes more changes.
Anytime that there is a commitment to one particular design plan, so for example, the grid that Anderson-Bolander came to us with, you are just by definition choosing some options and perhaps ruling out others.
The commission's work session at City Hall last week was one opportunity for public input. The Redevelopment Commission meets again tonight, and commission member Katie Birch says she thinks there are still questions to be answered.
Some of the prevailing questions that I think come before or should come before a proposal like this one. For example, what do tech companies think of this? Why is it something so different from the campus feel that's being proposed? I'm not sure those have necessarily been answered, and I'm hoping that when they come to the meeting today, we can have a little more clarity on some of those.
Do you expect that there will be a revised proposal for you to look at?
We have already received the packet of information for this meeting, which includes all of the documents that we would need, and I don't believe anything looks different.
Scambaluri says she sees no harm in slowing down the process a little bit.
Truly, I think the commission is very committed to seeing the tech park happen. I think the city administration is very committed to seeing the tech park happen. We just know we get one chance to do this, and it's going to shape the next 40 years of what downtown looks like, so we want to be sure we get it right.
Reporting for WFHB, I'm Sarah Vaughn.